Do you want to know why it works to build a cult-like following? Is people will naturally, automatically trust someone, a brand, or whatever, if they have common similarities. If they have common interests and you can immediately connect over that, you have disarmed them and they all of a sudden now trust you. And that is very important to have that. That is a sure way to land a client very quickly. I'm Natasha Zorick, two-time founder and self-made millionaire. This podcast is home to female founders, creatives, and change makers. If you're aspiring to think bigger and earn bigger, then you're in the right place. Get ready to tune into some honest takes on this crazy journey we call entrepreneurship. Hello, and welcome back to Tash Talks. Today's a special episode because, hands down, since April 2019, my two businesses, this topic is the most requested. This is the number one topic that people ask about, that people want to know how I've curated this in not one, but two businesses. It is the buzz around my brand. And it is such a pillar in my marketing and my approaches and my personal and custom methods, what I bring to myself, my community, and my clients. So I am so excited to dive into this because I have, honestly, a wealth of knowledge on how you can start creating that cult-like following. Not the creepy one, the good one. Because let's keep it a buck. We all want that raving community. We want that community that is ride or die, that has credit, that has their credit card in hand, ready to pay time and time and time again. You want the clients that are going to show up for you and be your biggest cheerleaders. Referrals galore, posting the reviews, willingly sending the testimonial videos. We all want that. Whether you're going to admit it or not, I know you do, girly pop. And who wouldn't, as a business owner? Visibility and raving fans equals growth and being in demand, which is one of the seven forms of FOMO. And that is putting your authority on a pedestal, and that is evolving and scaling your business. So that's a beautiful thing to create a healthy cult-like following, okay? So this is actually one of the primary topics that I cover in my six figures to seven figures mastermind, which is my high-level four-month mastermind. It is so near and dear to my heart. Next cohort is starting November 10th, and this is the fourth month. This, we cover how to build a cult-like following because I want to finish strong. And there are 10 to 15 primary points that I really, really hit home to that I think are so important and hard-hitting strategies that you can start implementing in your business today, right now, in order to curate that fan base and that cult-like following. But in today's episode, I pulled about 3 points for you out of the 10 to 15 so that you can write this down and you can take action. And I kind of want to break down and start this episode off, though, with what is a cult-like following? Because for me and my background of having a business degree, taking so many and specializing in marketing, taking all the sales psychology courses, really, really prioritizing that in my business and mentoring in it, I can come from the perspective of understanding why psychologically this is so detrimental to your marketing plan, to your legacy, and your impact in this space, no matter what niche you're in. I can break down for you here in today's episode the psychology of why it is ingenious to prioritize this in your business. Because if you aren't strategically curating an audience that is over time going to be your raving fan base, ultimately, what are you scaling for, right? Because if your business is based out of recurring revenue, returning customers, and client retention, then this should be something that you are heavily prioritizing in 2023. Because if you are aiming to gain client retention, recurring revenue, and you want to build up that huge list of raving reviews to now sell, say, a signature program or sell whatever you are selling, then this lesson is going to be a non-negotiable for 2023. this is the reason you are going to scale and really, really start to create a name for yourself in your industry. And to get into the breakdown of psychologically how this is going to work, why it works, and why you should really prioritize this is because when you build a cult-like following, what you are doing scientifically in sales psychology is building up an audience filled with expressive buyers. Now, there are four buyer types, and you can be all four, but you have a, you kind of like your love languages. I like to give this analogy. You have one that you are more rooted in, that is your dominant and primary way of buying. So for me, I tend to be more of a driver buyer, but today we're just going to focus on expressive. So expressive buyers, what are they? You want to be speaking in your business to all four. It is so important to speak to all four. They all need attention, they all need love, and they all need to be served. But what is an expressive buyer? An expressive buyer is, in my humble opinion and experience, the best buyer to strategically create within your audience because they are the reason behind your cult-like following. The expressive buyer is the client that is your number one fan. I'm talking ride or die. They have probably had their credit card in hand, wanting to be the first one on the sticky wall when you are like launching that program and you're putting names up on the wall. They're going to be the one that wants to know first before any other person about your offers coming up. They are going to be engaging on your stories every single day. They're opening up every email. Everything that you have to offer, they are tapped in. It doesn't matter if you freaking sell them a paperclip. They are paying, okay? Because they prioritize, and you probably have such an incredible client relationship with them because that is one of the number one characteristics is customer experience. They want to be the star client. So they will do their darndest to be number one in your eyes and to really, really almost be like, if you want to say a teacher's pet or that people pleaser, but for you, they really, really deeply care about that client experience. So if you prioritize that naturally in your marketing and your business model, you by default will attract more expressive buyers because they crave that closeness to the investment that they are making and the person behind that investment. So that inherently has become my audience because from day one, relationship building was my thing. I'm extremely expressive in my communication style. You are getting a big fat LMAO that is literally illiterate because that's just how I talk. And so it doesn't matter if I've met you 2.2 seconds ago or 2 years ago, I am cackling with you from the word go. I am laughing with you. It is just like good vibes all around. And that will naturally, again, pull out that expressive buyer because what is that doing from the word go? Building a solid client relationship. So now all of a sudden, trust is built. It is the best way to really disarm a lead and for them to trust you because you have now built a connector points with them. They see you, they like you, they love you, they trust you, they buy from you, right? And now expressive buyers, so they'll opt into you. They'll be the easiest and quickest yes you will ever get. And then again, and again, and again. So if you were to ask any business owner and you were to explain this buyer, I will bet you every single dollar I have, every single business owner would say, this is the buyer I want. That's the one that I'm looking for. So expressive buyers are directly related to how you can generate and start to cultivate a true cult-like following. And it really is the archetype behind that community you are building. That is the buyer that you are attracting. So now we're adding a bit of why and a bit of purpose behind this lesson. And to me, that is invaluable in mentoring. If you can really have a deep and be rooted in the why is this working, you become extremely confident in your messaging and your marketing, your strategies, because you know why it's working. And I think that's a big gap at times in the industry. There's not a lot of deep-rooted purposes and reasoning behind the method. The madness behind your method, is that the saying? If you know me, I'm so bad at sayings. So if that's wrong, don't clock me. But it really adds that sense of confidence and deep understanding and expertise behind, okay, I have a really rocking community. Why is that? Oh yeah, because I am psychologically calling in and really loving and nurturing on my expressive peeps, my expressive girlies. That's incredible. Now that I know that, now I can double down on what I know. So let's get into that. Was a little psychology piece, a little reasoning as to why this message and this training and podcast is so important and close to my heart. I love my expressive buyers. I have up to 7, now 9 times buyers, which is phenomenal. It's because I understand this and now I want you to understand it. So 3 main points for you. Number 1, of how you can start to build a cult-like following within your brand and your business. Repetition. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Now, there are 3 main components inside of this. I lied. There's 4 because I love you and I'm going to give you 4. And how can you start to create repetition? Why does repetition matter when you're trying to create expressive buyers and create a tapped on community? Number 1 way to create repetition is rituals. Okay, so what does this mean? You want to create rituals for your community to engage with and consume with on a daily or weekly basis. Bonus points if it's daily. Make engaging with your business one of their daily habits via this avenue, okay? Create rituals for your community to engage with and consume with on a daily or weekly basis. Bonus points if it's daily. Now, put your hand up if you are on TikTok and you have heard of people talking about their comfort creators. I'm sure you have. And I'm sure if you sit down and think who your comfort creators are, you can name off 2 to 3, maybe 4 people that when you go watch them, you know exactly what you're getting. Your mind just kind of goes at ease. You can mindlessly scroll, whether it's ASMR, whether it's a beauty blogger, whether it's a mompreneur, who knows what it is, whatever is your pleasure for that. And you have a comfort creator that you religiously watch. You love their content. A lot of people love Emma Chamberlain. A lot of people back in the day love James Charles in that YouTube era. Whoever that is, they have now created in your daily habits a ritual to watch them or on a weekly basis. Now, a few other ways you can tackle a ritual is by you posting something religiously. So if you are a gym girly, I'll give a comparison or an example of how I did this in my business. And I had over 60 women participating in this challenge because I built a ritual up on my close friends. It had nothing to do with business, but it had everything to do with business because it was my personal brand and it was micro commitments and sales psychology. So a few months back, I started the Stairmaster Challenge on my close friends and I built up a ritual where every day I took a picture where I did 30 minutes on the stairs from level 6 to 10 and I posted it and I put a story poll to vote when they did it. That quickly, in the span of a few weeks, became a huge thing on my close friends. People were tagging me. It was a huge challenge. People for literally 30 days to 60 days got on those damn stairs for 5 to 6 times a week or every day. Some people did every day and they tagged me on their story or they sent me a picture via DMs on Instagram when they completed it because I held them accountable. So I built up a ritual repetition over time to submit that Stairmaster challenge. And it was such a feeling of accomplishment. And you were a part of a fun little subculture of Stairmaster baddies. I don't know how to label it, but that was done very intentionally. I just I wanted to be held accountable too. So it made my fitness journey easier, but I wanted to bring people in. I wanted to build micro commitments. I wanted to extend my personal brand. I wanted to see how much I could influence people to take action because influence is leadership. And that was such a fun experiment on the side. And I had over 60 women joining in. But do not sleep on building a cult-like following when you have repetition and rituals. If it is making your matcha every morning and you film it and you do a little matcha montage. I know one girl that does that. She puts a little matcha sticker too. Works like a charm. People will be able to scream that from the mountains that she is known to love her matcha because she has created a ritual around that. And that is making her memorable. And what a great marketer will do is they will always, always aim to be memorable. That is important. So another point in repetition is your visuals. Now, this is a gap I tend to see a lot in the coaching industry. And For those of you that don't know, my first business, I owned a digital marketing and a design agency. I designed for hundreds of brands. So for me, visuals, aesthetics is so important. Not only do I see the impact of having a brand that not only you love, but your audience loves, I know the strategy, I know the psychology behind it. There are 7-second rules in marketing, okay, where someone will make a snap decision about you and put you in a category in their mind on a scale of low, medium to high. Subconsciously, they don't even mean to do it. So we all judge a book by its cover, but that is solely the power of your visuals. So we do judge a book by its cover, and first impressions do matter in this space. In all spaces, if we're just being honest, it's psychologically and scientifically tested. So your visuals are so important when you want to create repetition and to create a cult-like following, because we are rooting people as humans. We are known to love. We love consistency, okay? We don't like a lot of change. We tend to be more risk avoidant at heart. So when your visuals are consistent, even if you do a mini rebrand, that's great. You can like upgrade, but it should be pretty consistent so that your audience is rooted in security with you. They know, they see a brand and they think of you right away. Do you know how many people send me interior designing posts and be like, oh my gosh, this is you? Or they send me a chair or a desk or a notebook and they're like, hi, you need this right now. This is so you. My heart flutters because I am an aesthetic queen. I love interior designing. And that shows I've done a damn good job at my personal brand and my visuals and aesthetics. So I want you to focus on that. So how can you do this? Your visuals, your color, your branding, your digital assets, your logos, your filters that you use. It should literally exude you and your brand. Maybe not you, but your brand, depending on how you operate in business. Maybe it has nothing really to do with you if you're not the forefront. But if it is, it should really speak to what you love. And people should be able in your real life and not real life be able to be like, okay, yeah, that's so you. I see that. That's your brand. If you think of leading brands, multi-million and billion-dollar companies, they have consistently for years and years and decades kept the same visuals and branding for a purpose. You don't want to be all over the map. Repetition is key in building a cult-like following. Number 3 in repetition is connectors. This has to be one of my favorite points because this is something that throughout the social experiment, I heavily prioritized in my personal brand. This point is rooted out of building a personal brand because what you do is you find your deep brand connectors and cultivate consistency throughout your entire brand experience. So what does this mean? This means your community, through these connectors that you have intentionally put out there repeatedly, should undoubtedly know how to connect with you and your brand. Do you want to know what this is as well in sales psychology and why this holds so much purpose in why it works to build a cult-like following? Is because it is called the mere exposure effect. People naturally, if you want to know the reason behind know, like, trust, is people will naturally automatically trust someone, a brand or whatever, if they have common similarities. If they have common interests and you can immediately connect over that, you have disarmed them and they all of a sudden now trust you. And that is very important to have that. That is a sure way to land a client very quickly. So a connector can have nothing to do with your business at some points. It's who you are beyond the founder role. For me, I'm known with gold jewelry, being a Missouri partner, you know, luxury living. I have a Tesla. I have 2 fur babies. I'm known for my love and passion for interior designing. I'm known for calling people chickens. I'm known for my ugly ass and very contagious cackle, where I'm always laughing on calls or in voice messages or on my stories. That is what I am known for. And people can speak that out, whether I'm there or not. And they know that is a part of my brand. Laughter, gold jewelry, aesthetics, neutrals, little fur babies, luxury, aesthetics, that all plays a part in my brand and my connectors and how people will now resonate with me. hey, I'm a neutral girly. Hey, I love laughing. I really want to make business fun. Those are deep connectors. And if you take one point out of, which I still have one more, one point out of the repetition category here, I want you to take this one, the connectors, because this is really going to hit home to your personal brand. This is going to allow your audience to really connect with you, and they're going to fall in love with who you are. So my task for you here is write 1 to 3 things that you want to consistently share about that has nothing to do with business, but it's who you are at the core, who you are beyond the founder role, and how can you weave that into your marketing, your branding, your everyday stories, your posts, your website, your about page. How can you really, really add that in so they can champion that out? Moving on to the fourth and final point, values. This one is so important when you are dealing with repetition and how to build a cult-like following, because studies have shown that conversions go up by 87% when you have aligned values. Consumers are so much more willing to say a quick yes and purchase from you when you are aligned in values. That is a huge stat to tap into, and this is why you should really care about how you are sharing with your audience, your values, your morals. Now, depending on what niche, it doesn't matter what you share, really. It's just about who you are again and what your business is about and the values that you share on a personal and business front. No, I'm not saying you have to go and talk about politics to share values, but you have to sit down and make a list on the personal front and the business front of what values do mean a lot to you. What are your non-negotiable boundaries, if you want to say, and morals and your perspectives on life that you, that hill that you will die on, you want to share that. Whether it's going to be triggering, it's going to cause, you know, a lot of uneasy dialogue or some pushback, that means you're doing a good job. You want that. A leader leads tough conversations, they don't follow them. So I'm going to ask you to lead these conversations and be loud and proud about your values. One of my values on the business front is I preach about legal. Me and my lawyer, we are so tight. She's actually in one of my photo shoots. And not that I have all these legal issues or that my legal front is a mess, but I think a lot of business owners in this space, it's unregulated and it shows. So something that so many business owners need to, you know, really, really prioritize is their legal front and act out of integrity and really not only have really sound and custom contracts, but they need to leverage and actually utilize them and abide by them when needed. And so that's one of my values, and having integrity is one of them. Integrity, if you make a decision to have an investment to follow through, integrity in how you show up for your clients and in your work, and to really stop just thinking of an idea and launching it right away. Respect your work and have so much pride and integrity in what you are putting out there, and have your message rooted in truly helping people, not just the monetary. That is some of my values, and I talk about that a lot, because it shows a lot about your character. On the personal side, there's a lot of values that I carry and I'll talk about laughter and you know, really being a sounding board for your clients and creating that space too. And friendship is a really important value for me in my business, which is very, you know, polar opposite to what a lot of leading experts say. They say you shouldn't be friends with your clients. They say you shouldn't get too close. You shouldn't get too personal. But I think total opposite. The more I know you, the more I love you, the more I can create the most custom badass marketing plan for you and make a business that is so rooted in who you are, because I know you for who you are. And to me, that really holds a lot of weight. So that's some of my values that I have and I preach about a lot and time again. And from that, I have called in people that also align with those values. So not only are you calling in the right people, but guess what you're doing, which is so much more significant? You are repelling and driving away the people that do not align with you. I rather figure that out before we even talk or before they even hire me. I don't want to find that out when we're 2 months deep and they have like an 18K or a multiple 4 to 5 figure investment with me. That's where a lot of issues can arise. So if you are loud and proud in your content and your socials and you share your values loudly and proudly, you are going to call in your dream audience because you took that step to be open and honest. And that is applaudable and that is admirable. and people will really, really flock to you, but the right people.
Hey, female founder, have you ever dreamed of the day where you could go all in on yourself? Go all in on your million-dollar ideas, bold thinking, desire to be a change maker and break the rules and norms. Go all in without second-guessing yourself and resorting back to comfort. The comfort of asking for validation. Whether that's asking your coach, mentor, partner, biz besties, whatever it may be. But you fall into this need of getting almost a permission slip to be different, to be audacious. Well, we want to end that era right here, right now, by formally inviting you to the Social Experiment 2-Hour Live Lesson. This is an experiment Natasha conducted to help female founders step more into a self-led business model. Ditch the second-guessing and ditch playing it safe. We challenge you to be an audacious leader and step into this new era of unyielding self-trust with us. Join us and the 50-plus women on Thursday, October 6th by purchasing your tickets that are linked in the show notes or over on our Instagram at Natasha Zorich, linked in our bio. See you there.
So those are the 4 points on repetition on how to build a cult-like following. That's point number one, which was jam-packed. I'm giving too much information for free here. But again, there is about 10 to 15 points that I talk on, and this is like really the full month in my mastermind, my high level mastermind, 6 figures to 7 figures, which enrollment is open right now, by the way. If you want to apply, the link is in my bio, the link is in the show notes. But we're going to move on to tip number 2, which is something that if you are tapped into my audience, you're going to have a little chuckle over this because you're going to be like, oh, I understand why you do this now. And I want you to do it too. And this is a game changer for so many of my clients. It's where you create a culture inside of your community by using intentional words, by creating a jargon for your brand. You want to add a title to your community. You want to create cultured words within your own culture and amplify those words any chance you can. So what does this mean? If we can reflect to a different leading industry that does this really well, do we remember the boom of YouTube? The YouTubers, the vloggers, the Ace family. Okay, I've never really tapped into them. It's never been my genre, but I've sure as hell heard of them, and I'm sure you have too. But what do YouTubers do on their intro? One, they have the same intro. So we're going to move that back to point number one, repetition. Hello. And then point number 2, they name their community. You know, I'm pretty sure Emma Chamberlain does that. They all do it. They name their community so they can come out with merch, so that their merch has a purpose. So their slogans and jargon have a culture behind it. And it has repetition. People can scream out. I know James Charles has a ton of that, the Pinkity Drink or whatever it was called. Hi, sisters. Okay, that is the name that he calls his communities. Now, if you've been rocking with me, what do I call my community? It's kind of evolved from chickies to chicken. And that is so authentically me because my dad growing up would always call my sister's cat, hi, chicken, chicken, chicken. And her name was Lily. So we always had that. And then my best friend and I call each other sweet little chicken angel girl. And it just stuck. So I started to call you guys that. And it was so unique. And people were kind of like, what? And fun fact, I have literally landed an $18,000 client, USD, so 25, 22, or around the $22,000 to $25,000 Canadian, because I called her chicken. And she said that was the reason I converted her, because she's like, wow, I hate being called nicknames. No one calls me the short form of my name. My name is my name. She's like, but for some reason, when I heard the name chicken, I felt so much love come over me, and it was so unique, and I was wrapped onto you, and I was dead set on hiring you after that. She wrote a whole email about it too. It was very fascinating to read, but it explains why this works. So I want to ask you, how are you creating jargon? How are you creating a title for your community? How are you creating a culture within your own culture? Inside my mastermind, we get so deep on this. I have, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, like 45 questions and prompts that we dissect and get so deep on how to pull this out so it's nothing but you and what you're about, and no one can take that authenticity away from you. My mastermind is like the definition of really rooting yourself in authenticity on a whole other level that you have never gone through. And this is one of the main points out of the 10 to 15. And it's really powerful, and it's going to create a memorable impact, and it's going to create this deep connection to you and this sense of purpose that people have in your community and a sense of consistency. And it's really, really awesome. And it creates such a nice energy in your community. So that's point number two on how to build a cult-like following, is creating a culture inside of your community and jargon in your brand. Now we're going to move on to point number three. And this is going to be a little bit repetitive from the connectors in point number one with repetition, but it's that important. So I'm going to get a little bit deeper with you here on this topic. So yeah, building those unwavering connector points with your audience, because this is going to give your people, your community, easy points to rave until the cows or chickens or ducks, I don't know the scene. Until the moon or whatever comes home. I don't know what it is. Please DM me and let me know. Not me, like, watch, I'm going to like Google it right now and see what it is. Okay, it's till the cows come home. Oh my God, I need to get better at my sayings game here, but I digress, okay? But they're going to rave about these points to their people, to their husband, to their wife, to their partner. They're going to scream from the top of the mountains about how you are the most amazing coach, designer, healer, whatever your position is. They're going to say, she is so dope because we actually connected over X, Y, and Z, and like, who the hell would have thought? And now I'm actually opting in to her $15,000 offer because of that point, really. And I just know she's my girl. She's my people. That's my bitch. I love her. You can't tell me shit. She's my ride or die now. Do you know how often that happens? So when you can build these deep rooted connector points, people are going to connect automatically because they see themselves within you. All of a sudden you have common traits, you have similarities, and that is a sure way to get people to fall in love with you because you both love the same things. Again, I will bring this point back from how I got hit by a bus. I literally have gotten a sale because someone responded to one of my funnels where I said I got hit by a bus. I told the story. This woman told me she also got hit by a bus. And then we started cackling, saying we should start a bus club. And then she bought, at the time when I was selling the Instagram kit, and it was just hilarious. Never in my wildest days did I think I would be connecting and making a sale over being hit by a bus. But hey, here we are, and it shows that this method works. So connectors are people within your audience that connect, okay, other loyal fans as well. So not only is it the point of having connectors in your brand where people can automatically say, hey, I love that too. I have those characteristics as well. I'm bold and sassy and I'm opinionated. So I'm going to connect with you because you're like that too. You're like a little mini me or another version of me. I love this. But also what this does is the term connectors, you now have created a connector in a human being, right? Because they are the people in your audience that connect other loyal fans to you. It's an extension of your brand and who they are. So automatically, if you want to slap a term on that, that's called a referral. But I'm just being very wordy about it. But it's also because in a deeper level of, okay, oh my gosh, this girl, let's just say she got hit by a bus. I got hit by a bus. And now this friend also knows someone that got hit by a bus. And we actually have a bus club now. Imagine that. So that's what I'm saying is you have someone who's a connector. Label that human as a connector in your audience where they are championing and raving and being a cheerleader to everyone they know. And all of a sudden now they have three friends that and three biz besties that have come and bought from you. That has happened so many times. I have had a group of five women come into one of my programs because one said she should do it. And it was a domino effect, which is actually a sales psychology tactic as well. But it was a domino effect of one connector that connected four other women, and that resulted in multiple five-figure sales, which was incredible. So they serve the purpose of cultivating that fandom energy. They keep your audience and your cult following alive and well for years down the line. Now, if I could give an example of a community that has been so fascinating to me, and you want to know what's funny and ironic about this, is I only learned about her in my mastermind last round when I was giving this exact training, how to build a cult-like following in month four. And this name came up because I asked the question right now, so we can all go Google and do some live compare and contrast and homework on a brand. Which brand truly has the definition of a cult-like following? And let's go do our research together live on the call. And the name that came up was Alpha Femme. I don't remember her actual name, but we all looked her up and I was so intrigued by the work that she did and how she showed up because it was so out of my realm, my field. I was like, damn, that's so fascinating. So what did I do? I studied her. I didn't really invest in her at all, but I really just paid attention. And I was like, she is the definition of a cult-like following. And when I actually broke it down, I took elements after studying and I tied it to my lesson to the ladies. And I said, look, this is such a great learning lesson of why my training is so rooted out of fact and how you can be applying. This is a live example and it's living and breathing right here. So it was fascinating to look at her true fandom and the cult-like following and the repetition. And I was able, since I had this knowledge, to see what she was doing behind the scenes that most people would, or maybe not most people, maybe you're aware of it too. I don't want to knock that, but I was able to pick up on the strategies, even behind her lives and how she set it up and the lighting and her tonality and the verbiage and how she started it. And I was really dissecting it on a deep level. And it was really cool because she has so many connectors in her audience. And so many people can say that story of her origin story time and time again, because she has said it in almost every live. And she is so rooted in repetition. It is crazy. And it was just amazing to see that fandom and how she was curating it and created a $45 million, now I think $50 million brand, because she was so good at building a cult-like following. And she's been in business for years and years and years, and it shows that she took the time to prioritize that community on such a deep level. So if you want to go study her, I would say go look at the Alpha Femme. It's really cool. She's super not in my wheelhouse. It's not someone that I really resonate with. It's not someone I would invest in, but I love looking at how people scale and see success outside of what I am known and secure in, because I think it's so cool. And I am such an energetics girly, but that whole Game of Thrones vibe and that whole that side of energetics of like you pay to be in my energy is not really my thing. But it's so interesting and beautiful to see how it's true. You can scale to multi-million dollars in a million and one ways. And if anyone ever tries to tell you that there's one strategy, one method to do it, or this is the way, or friggin' kick it to the highway. I don't think that's the saying. My way or the highway. I think that's what it is. Okay, then you're going to fail. But no, this was such a beautiful and refreshing reminder that there is a million and one ways to be successful. And don't let anyone ever tell you that you have to do their one way and don't be put in a box. So that was awesome to go study. And I think you should go have a look at her too. She does a really good job, and big round of applause for her. So yeah, in this, there's three key components I could break down on building unwavering connector points and how to create connectors in your community for people to put that label. It's the feeling, it's the impact, the quality, but I'm not going to break that down because that's what I do in my mastermind, six figures to seven figures, which you can apply for and join the wait list. It is such a powerful mastermind. The last round was so phenomenal. I'll do this quick plug that the women, every single member decided to extend for an extra 2 months. So it was actually 6 months because it truly was a family and we finished with such a bang. It was incredible. That cohort will forever be a huge pivotal moment and piece of my heart in my business. They were just incredible. So there's such good energy around this mastermind. Crazy results. The link is in my show notes if you want to have a look. But let's get back to the episode because I have one final juicy tip for you, which it's kind of a paradox in how to build a cult-like following. Because in a cult-like following, you would think that it's all about having a following of all the same people, all of the same mannerisms. It's basically just robotic almost, like everyone is the same in that cult, because it's a cult. When you think of a traditional cult and you're watching one of those like true crime or documentary series on the cults, it's kind of eerie at how everyone's the same. The women dress the same, the hair is the same, and the braids. I'm just thinking of the most recent one I watched and how the men are all dressed the same and act the same. But no, because in the entrepreneurship world and the beautiful side of how to build a cult-like following and the positive side and the paradox is individuality is found within the similarities. So I'll break this down, but I'll say it again. Individuality is found within the similarities. And that to me is the beautiful side of building a cult-like following, is you are calling in people that have similarities, but when done right and in what I like to call now my new era marketing, the new wave of marketing that is no longer rooted out of here's my method, be me, do what I did, scale how I did, use my methods and be a little mini me and you'll blossom and be successful and scale your business exactly how I did and be a carbon copy of me. That is the old era in my humble opinion. My new era, and in the paradox of building a cult-like following, is the individuality found within your similarities. The goal here in my marketing and in my communities is to bring people in and have similar characteristics and archetypes to them and likes and dislikes. The ultimate goal here is to connect your audience together. Yes, to bring them together, to find those similarities, connect with you, connect together to really cultivate a true group, a community, that cult following. But the new era and the essence of it is you must also amplify and pedestal their own unique values and voice, not just yours. It is not rooted in you. It is rooted in them. That is so important. And this is something we also unpack in the mastermind. And that is one of my main secret sauces I have, and something that a lot of my recent clients have really, really noticed. And because this specific lesson, the new era, how I am approaching marketing in such a refreshing way now, and I'm really enforcing this within my clients and for them to embody it, because of this, 8 of my clients in September alone, September 2022, 8 of them have hit their highest cash months to date in record-breaking time. I'm talking nearly $200,000 sales in 10 days, their first six-figure launch in the most easy, flowy, fun way ever. I had a client sell out all of her one-on-one for all of 2023 and hit 50K month cash. I had a client sign $66,000 contract. I had another client literally land her highest paying client to date. I could keep going on and on and on. It was phenomenal, the energy in September, but it's because I doubled down on this. And so they brought this sense and this moment of, instead of problem aware, I'm calling it inspirational aware. You are inspiring your community, therefore boosting dopamine, which is so important. That's called the feel good factor. You're using that method in sales psychology. You're boosting dopamine. And people are, guess what? As humans, we want to seek out dopamine. Our brain loves dopamine. We want to feel good. We want that injection, that little boost of serotonin and dopamine. We avoid pain at all costs. So if you become, guess what? Remember when I said you become a comfort creator? That is a sure way to do that. Despite the algorithm being a little, you know, shithead, you can still have people searching up your name because they're searching for that dopamine kick. Be that dopamine kick for your audience, okay? So I'll bring it back and I'll repeat this. Your goal is to connect your audience, yes, together, and to really connect the similarities and to be one as a community. But the new era is about amplifying and pedestaling their own unique values and voice as well, not making it all about you. Letting them find a unique framework, you know, connecting bits of your business and what you've done to theirs as well, and finding, you know, golden gems and hidden gems. Golden gems, what is that? Guys, golden gems, I'm sorry. What the hell is that? I think I've messed up like four sayings on this one episode. Please, I apologize. But back to business here. And to close off on this final point, you want to find a balance in connecting through those similarities, likability, and core values, but create a space that isn't a melting pot, but rather a diverse ecosystem within your business where every individual can come together, but also they can challenge one another and therefore flourish in their own divine being. That is so detrimental to really creating a cult-like following. You are going to create the synergy between your people. You are going to have clients jumping into programs together because it's a true cult-like following. You are going to create long-lasting relationships, partnerships, collaborations, because you have set the tone to be so fucking powerful in your community. Be the leader in your community. Raise the collective, raise the vibration. That is so important. Now, I hope you enjoyed this episode and my, honestly, three little tips. They're big tips, but three out of my wealth of knowledge that I have on how to cultivate a cult-like following. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you took notes, and I really, really hope you take action. And I implore you to prioritize this lesson and this approach in your business for 2023. And I can promise you that if you do not land more sales, you are going to land more engagement. You are going to start calling in, if you want to say, those dream clients, because you are really putting out this undeniable energy that is so you. And it's going to be fresh. It's going to be hot. It's going to be cool. People are going to love you for you. And it's just going to be this unshakable brand that you build. So I'll leave you with that. And one final plug here about the six figures to seven figure mastermind. If any of this has pulled and intrigued you and you're ready to step into this new era, you're ready to call in that new community that is so rooted in your legacy as well, and is going to be able to champion out for you and create 5 to 7 and a million times buyers, then, okay, maybe not a million times, that's so dramatic, but you know what I'm saying. You want to create client retention. There we go. Let's be more realistic. Then the link is in my show notes, or my DMs are open at natasha.zorich on Instagram. And let's talk about it. Apply. It is a commitment-free application, meaning that you don't need to pay right away. You're just applying to see if you're a good fit. I'm very picky. We're starting November 10th. I take 8 to 10 women, and all the details are on my socials and in the show notes. So I love you, and I will talk with you in the next one, and I hope to see you apply. Bye, chicken. Thank you for listening to the Tash Talks podcast. My name is Natasha Zorich, and I encourage you to be an audacious leader in both your life and business. If you love tuning in, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow along at www.natashazorich.com/podcast and over on Instagram at natasha.zorich. See you soon.